To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Dickies are two totally different things, man.
I know.
Makes clothes. Dixie makes paper cups.
Yes, yes, yes.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing All right.
Homer, when's the last time you went to work?
The last time I went to work was last Tuesday.
Damn.
Must be nice.
I knew you had been off for a while. That's crazy.
And I don't go back till next Wednesday.
Ooh, no, he didn't.
So I don't go back till the 7th. I'm off. Leave me alone.
So is it like a vacation or is it just like a staycation?
It's a staycation.
Is it because of like the end of the month? That's just kind of how it fell?
Well, yeah, because the way it just worked out was like I get 5 days off back to back. So it was just like, okay, you get your 5 days off. And, you know, I think five of those days are like PTO days or vacation, but they're still paid. And then the rest are just time off. So it's like it just works out that I just have off that long.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well, let's jump right on into this then. Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife. Phil, you just talked.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought we were still talking.
Why am I not in the conversation?
Excuse me.
That's why.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
I debated talking in the middle of your intro.
Fuck you, man.
Too good. Good. We have a guest on, no problems. Us by ourselves couldn't save our life. Perfect. Oh man. So Homer, you haven't been back to work. Have you been keeping up with current events in the meantime?
Whenever I wake up, I try to like keep up with it. But most of the time it's when I'm staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning and I find out that, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy posted a new little trailer.
I saw that. I posted that on our Instagram.
See the way the dad looks.
He looks a lot like Kurt Russell.
He does.
Striking similarities, I'm not going to lie. What did you think of that trailer? I posted it on our Instagram today, and that little slideshow feature is pretty handy when posting these trailer clips because now it's all in that one post. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about it?
I liked it. Like I said, I saw it this morning at like 1-2 o'clock in the morning and I shared it. I was like, this is too good. Like I don't know, they're kind of showing a little more of the other two characters that they're adding in there. Actually no, it's not two. It's one and I forget her name. What's her name? Not the sister.
Mantis.
Yeah, there you go. Like they're kind of adding sister to it. Yeah, Mantis.
I thought they announced Mantis, and then I thought Nebula got a lot of play in this trailer too.
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty weird that they actually added her to the Guardians, I guess you could say. And
I they added like what's it, his name too. Because I like Homegirl, Karen Gillian, the girl who plays her. I love her. Yeah. And so that she was a bad guy I liked in the first movie, but then she like kind of just jumped off. I was like, I guess she'll show up, but like she definitely didn't have a just ending. Uh-huh. But I enjoy her. That little quip with Drax was hysterical, man. He's off. We are family. Except maybe her.
Yeah. He's off. I don't know about this one yet.
I just got attacked by a by an ice cream cone from my 2-year-old. He was walking over here to get his clothes put back on, and he goes, "Wait!" Too funny. I dug it, man. I dug it. I'm pretty excited for that. You know what else I'm pretty excited for? Can we talk about for a minute? It's been like Suicide Squad crazy the past few days.
Because of the Oscars?
I was waiting for him to finish. I was like, these few days, stop. I was like, come on now.
Yeah, I was like, did he lose his train of thought?
I had a pause. Because of all the excitement. officially added an Oscar to the new DCEU.
For makeup?
What do you mean for makeup? It doesn't matter what it's for. It's for, it's an Oscar.
For real, an Oscar is an Oscar, dude. For real.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
Who's that?
Hey, buddy.
Philip and Homer.
Mm. Okay,
we're like. Nah, it ain't
any. To be a part of these.
Look at that. We had a special guest cameo. All right, one more. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy.
It doesn't matter what it's for, man. It's an Academy Award. Suicide Squad is an Academy Award winning movie now. But that's the most mind blowing thing ever. Not for what?
He's always picking at something.
I know. He's always got to be a hater.
Oh,
I like the movie.
Oh, but they didn't win all the Oscars.
Just for hair and makeup. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh, they won it for best
was
actor.
Cool.
They won it for
and
best
that's what they
actor,
won the Oscar
actress,
for.
Best script, best everything, but not best film. Idiots. God, Jesus Christ.
So it beat out a movie called A Man Called Ove, which I had not heard of, and then beats out Star Trek Beyond. Now I've seen some of the makeup for Star Trek Beyond, that was a pretty close call. It's very, very close between those two, but I think you have to go with consistency overall. I didn't see Star Trek Beyond, but I've seen some of the pictures.
Yeah,
no, I liked that first remake movie, and just haven't been able to get back on since. But I think
went downhill from there, man.
This category, given these other two movies, again, just going between Star Trek Beyond and Suicide Squad, it definitely feels well-deserved. Great costume, great hair and makeup for that whole movie as a whole. I mean, that movie looks great, so well-deserved. Kudos, Suicide Squad, as always.
I seriously were surprised that they won. I'm not saying it was a bad movie overall, but I honestly did not see them winning makeup, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, no. I didn't see them winning anything, ever. Except maybe a Razzie.
But
I mean, Batman v Superman won a bunch of Razzies.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. I mean, if there had been a Marvel movie, I think if, like, the new Guardians of the Galaxy had been out at the same time, I think that might have won out more. But that has more CGI in it, too.
Yeah, I didn't see I didn't see the first Guardians of the Galaxy up for contender. I love Guardians of the Galaxy, but my mad respect for Suicide Squad and that team over there. Continuing on with the Suicide Squad conversation, I shared with you guys and have shared on our Instagram. You can see it on our stories right now if you're listening the day this airs, or you can find it in our feed, all these pictures compiled together. They released a bunch of stills and unreleased concept art or unused concept art from Suicide Squad movie. And I'm just going to scroll through what we got here. We got an extra scene with the burned face Jared Leto Joker. We got Jared Leto Joker sitting in the Batmobile confronting Batman.
That would have been cool.
We got Jared Leto hanging out with Enchantress with the Suicide Squad opposite. We have a Jared Leto in the car with Harley Quinn in a McDonald's drive-thru. And then my personal favorite of this concept art is fucking Scarecrow? What? Yeah. Why was none of this used in the movie? I'm baffled.
To be honest with you, my two cents that I want to say is I feel that these were actually filmed, and this is what Leto was actually talking about. Like, we filmed so much shit with the Joker involved, and they didn't even use, like, half of it. And then when it released still, he was still saying, like, we filmed enough for, like, pretty much a Joker movie on its own.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And, like, they released the extended cut, and they were like, yay! 10 minutes. Oh, 10 minutes.
I wasn't even all Joker in that additional 10 minutes.
But I was still kind of like, oh, okay. Like, of course, I still bought it. But yeah.
Naturally. I mean,
but I was just kind of like, I feel once I saw these, that's what I feel went on. Like, these were parts that were actually filmed. These are just the parts that got leaked because they were like, you know, little just drawings pretty much. And that's why they were able to leak.
It's concept art. And I understand, like, the idea behind this is, like, this is what this movie could look like. There's another picture, too, I forgot to mention. It's the Harley Quinn in what appears to be, like, a wedding-style dress. And, I mean, she's in full makeup, and that scene actually looks filmed and just unused. And surprising that we don't see it, like, in any deleted scenes or unused footage or in that extended cut.
Maybe that's why the Joker was wearing that tuxedo.
Maybe. That would be a good point, man. And I definitely think the Joker should have confronted Batman. That would have been an amazing exchange. However, not sure it was right for that movie. But can we hang on the Scarecrow image for a second? I mean, does this imply that Scarecrow could have potentially also been a part of the Suicide Squad? Now, I know that's not traditional, but, like, dude, this guy looks freaking badass.
That's what I heard. That I heard that he was one of the other characters that they were trying to throw in there. But, you know, I don't know. I guess that's how I feel about when they're starting to do, like, the Avengers and stuff like that. Like, there's too many main characters, too many, you know, major roles going on. Mm-hmm. And I guess they felt like, you know what, we need to pump back on a few or something. And they were like, well, let's just cut off this whole guy altogether and not even throw him in there, you know?
I mean, I could see it being tough for him to kind of fit in to the Suicide Squad in particular, but, man, this concept art, I'm staring at it right now, and the Farmer Joe Scarecrow style is one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. Why they did not pursue this is just beyond me.
Well, I hope Phillip, they you have him next these? Time.
Maybe. Speaking of next time, who's in talks to direct Suicide Squad 2? Anybody?
Woo! The crazy guy. What's his name?
Oh, Mel Gibson. The Gibsonator. Mel Gibson in talks to direct Suicide Squad 2. I think his most recent comment, the way he phrased it, was he's had a quote-unquote first date with Warner Brothers to kind of discuss, you know, plot details and kind of see what kind of page they're all on.
Yeah.
But what the fuck? Mel Gibson directing Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah, you know you don't get the good stuff until the third date, so.
So what do you think of this idea, though, Philip? I mean, is this a good idea? Would this be good for the franchise?
He's a good director, man. But I don't know on this level, though.
He doesn't have the...
Whenever I think of Mel Gibson, I think of movies like Apocalypto.
Sure. Great example. You know,
I don't think of a movie like Suicide Squad where it's got its comical elements in it. I think of, like, Apocalypto, Passion of the Christ. I think of very serious movies.
Well, I don't know. I've seen... I saw this movie the other day where he played a deadbeat dad who gets his daughter out of the Mexican cartel.
Gringo.
Is that Get the Gringo? I didn't think that's what it was called. No, it was Blood Money.
Oh, Blood Money?
Yeah, isn't Get the Gringo with...
I think that's him, too.
Yeah,
it's with Mel Gibson. You know, that was actually filmed in San Antonio, right?
No way.
What?
Did it?
Half of that movie was filmed in San Antonio.
Son of a bitch. I always miss the cool stuff. Don't I also think, like, if you want to talk comedy, though, he can do comedy. What's that fucking movie where he can hear women's thoughts?
What Women Think?
Yeah. That movie's what hysterical.
Women What Women Want, sorry.
Hey. There you go. I knew one of y'all would have my back on that one.
I've never seen that movie in my life.
That movie's pretty funny, man.
I only own it on Blu-ray.
She's like, oh, I just looked at his crotch, and he, like, kind of, like, does, like, a little cross, and she's like, oh, I just looked again.
Dude, I love that movie. I think it's hysterical.
It was pretty funny, yeah.
My biggest concern with this is, does Mel Gibson have the the knowledge of these characters to do this. And I don't think he does. He's not a big comic book guy.
So I'm not going to... I kind of understand where you're coming from. But I feel there's some directors that have honestly... And even actors that have been like, I've never read a Harley Quinn. I've never read a Batman. I've never read a Superman comic until they were like, hey, you want to be Superman? Yeah, cool, sure.
A perfect example of that is, you know, Tobey Maguire never read a Spider-Man comic book until he cast Spider-Man.
Okay.
And that's how Spider-Man 3 happened.
Yeah, but Spider-Man 1 and 2 are great. And Spider-Man 3 is not Tobey Maguire's fault by any stretch of the imagination.
That's where it goes back to the director.
No, that's where it goes back to that studio intervention. That's what happened to Suicide Squad too. Look at David Ayer. Look at any of David Ayer's other movies outside of the Suicide Squad movie. None of his movies look like Suicide Squad. And it's because they had that fucking trailer company come in and recut the movie. Great for those guys. They cut a great trailer. But in the end, I think it hurt the movie. And I don't want to see that same thing happen in this movie where you have someone come in that is going to get studio interference, doesn't have the right understanding of these characters.
I don't know, man. They're probably going to tell them, you know, this is what you're doing. If you want to read up on the way it is, here's a few comics. You know what I mean? And he may bring his dark kind of movies that he's actually been in, dude. Like, he's been in a lot of dark movies, you know, like Payback. That was a pretty good dark movie. You know, he's been in a lot of action movies, Braveheart, like so many movies that you can name drop that he's been in to where he could actually be like, yeah, we could put in a little more gory. Like, we could go a little darker, you know? So I feel like maybe he does accept it, or he does say, you know what, let me see what the Suicide Squad's all about. Let me read a comic and see how nitty gritty it is. And then he's like, you know what? Yeah, I want to do it. And he comes back and he knocks it out of the park. Who knows, man? But I'm not fully knocking it until I see it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude's a great director. If he takes the helm, I hope he does great things.
Yeah.
David Ayer posted a tweet, a very suspicious-looking tweet of a pretty popular comic book character that says, I heard it's just the street stuff. It's not worth my time. The person saying this, quote, is the Black Mask, a.k.a. Roman Sionis. We know that David Ayer is slated to direct, what's that next movie called? Gotham City Sirens, the Harley Quinn, Catwoman, Poison Ivy movie.
Oh!
So, I'm pretty sure most of the internet and general population is taking this as, we found our bad guy for the Gotham City Sirens movie, Black Mask.
Well, you can do it that way. And thinking of stories of how the Black Mask has been and, like, you know, in video games and stuff like that, I don't know.
All right, let's go into spoiler territory real quick.
Here we go.
Arkham Origins, the video game, is pretty much the only place that Roman Sionis has gotten any kind of screenplay. And, dude, Black Mask is fucking dope. He's scary, he's tough, and he fucking handles his business. And then you go to Arkham Origins, he's tough, he's scary, he fucking handles his business, but then he gets cheated by being the Joker the whole time. I put spoiler warnings up beforehand, so fuck you. Don't get mad. The game's been out for years. I don't want to hear no complaining about it. So he got cheated in that game of the fame that he deserved.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be sick to see Black Mask as the villain. He looks terrifying, and he's a fucking mob boss. And that's who needs to go against people with the lack of the superhuman powers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Poison Ivy has some pretty fucking cool powers, but I don't think she's ever been utilized in the superhuman kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nobody has a problem with Black Mask?
I don't. I actually want to see this happen. Like, to me, more characters, more villains, more superheroes that you try to bring in that's different than the routine that we've seen. That's why, to me, Harley Quinn was like, we haven't seen her yet. Do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
It's something new. It's something cool. It's a character that we know. It's a character that we like. But if you just bring in a random new person, oh, this is Batman's dog.
Hey, don't knock Ace the Bat Dog.
I don't want to see that.
Ace is the shit.
Put the puppy in bed and do this.
I'm saying. Terry McGinnis didn't have no problems with Ace. Just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
Ace saved his ass a couple times, if I remember.
Boom. I'm pretty sure he brought him to the fight to fight
put
the hyena
Ace
guy.
Ace in the corner and that's it. Let's do this.
No, I totally agree. I definitely, in the DC world, no made-up characters, please. Just use what's already existing. There's so much to work with. We don't need to make up any new characters. Now, this isn't in the show notes. Yes, I know it's crazy. I actually have show notes for this show, but this was not in the show notes, but I figured shot in the dark for you guys here. Gotham City Sirens has Harley Quinn, which is going to obviously be played by Margot Robbie. We also have Catwoman and Poison Ivy. Top of your head, who do you want for Catwoman? Who do you want for Poison Ivy? To give you guys a second to think, I can give you one of two of my answers. Poison Ivy, I've been hearing Emma Stone, and I've been hearing Megan Fox. I don't know who exactly I want, but I don't want either of those two girls.
See, okay. Okay, I'm going to go Poison Ivy first real quick because I still need to think about Catwoman. And
these I have my Catwoman. Dropped. I'm down with my Catwoman.
These two have been dropped, and it's been Emma Stone, and it's been – I can't think of her name and the character from –
Context clues.
Hold on, give me a second. But she plays Jean Grey, the young Jean Grey.
Okay, I don't know Apocalypse. Her name either, but I know who you're talking about. Yep.
And she's in that other show, and I forgot what the hell it was called.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. And she was in there too. But her.
Sophie Turner?
Maybe. If you're throwing names, that might be her.
Redhead?
Yes.
Redhead?
Jean Grey.
Yep. Yeah, Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner. I like that one. I like the Sophie Turner.
And but I guess I may see her too much as, I don't know. But then if you think of it, what's her name? Stone as Peter Parker's girlfriend.
Yeah, and see, that's Gwen, the thing.
I don't know.
I need a break from Emma Stone. I mean, don't get me. I love Emma Stone.
That's like a lie. Nobody can take a break.
I don't need to see her in every movie all the time. You know, Megan Fox. I don't need to see.
I think if they have Emma Stone walking in the background from every movie that I watch, I wouldn't mind. If they found me. But okay. Yeah, there's that hot girl walking in the background again. You know, Emma. What's up, girl? But I mean,
I don't know.
I think she's too much of a sweetheart. I think she's more. She's always like the nice girl. I don't know. I couldn't see her as like a.
I love Emma Stone. She's one of my favorite actresses. I just don't think.
Oh yeah, I love her too. I think she's awesome. I don't think I agree with you, Aaron.
That's what they said about what's his name, and he played a hard ass in Drive.
And Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. He played an ass kicker in Drive, and everybody was all, "He's so sweet," and then you see him in Drive, and you're like. That's one of the badass motherfuckers I've ever seen. He should start every fucking action movie.
Dude, you think he's badass in Drive? Have you seen Place Beyond the Pines?
Have you seen what is it called? God Can Judge Me or something like that?
Only God can judge, or Only God Forgives.
Yeah, that one's
fucking Ryan Gosling is my celebrity husband, bro. I tell Deborah all the time. Yeah, Ryan Gosling walks in the room right now. I'm sorry, I'm out. I love Ryan Gosling, man. He's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, he is.
And Emma Stone's good. I just don't think I want her as Poison Ivy. But I like that Sophie Turner idea. I don't have another suggestion, but I do have a good suggestion for Catwoman, or good to me at least. I've seen all these polls and all this shit. Dude, it's got to be Eva Green.
Eva Green. Who's Eva Green?
Eva Green is Penny Dreadful. Eva Green is...
Oh, no.
Casino Royale, she's Vesper.
She's...
No.
She's
no,
a good actress,
sorry.
But I can't picture her as...
Kevin. Oh, man.
No. Nope, sorry. No. Sorry, bro.
She's 100% my Catwoman. If she becomes Catwoman, I'm done. That's perfect idea. Perfect casting, in my opinion.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, no other suggestions? All right, Eva Green wins out.
I'm still eating my dinner. That's why I've been so silent.
The Lie of the Devil.
I'm eating, seriously. I have food in my mouth right now.
So that all I'm hearing is you saying I had more time to think, and you have no input still.
I have food in my mouth. All right.
Oh, what's her name?
Damn it, Homer. You can talk, that's fine.
You said you had food in your mouth. I'm trying to help you, bro. The girl from that, she's in the same fucking show as the redhead. What is this show called? Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
That's what I get for not watching it. The Dragon Queen.
Emilia Clarke.
I don't watch that show either.
What other movie was she in that like she's freaking known for? I know she's been in a couple of movies.
Damn.
Well, her.
She'd be a good Catwoman.
Yeah. That's who we're talking about.
I'm sorry. I thought you guys were on Poison Ivy because you said Sophie Turner.
Oh, he was saying she said in the show. Same show.
Yeah, I think she'd be a good Catwoman. I don't know how aerobic she is.
You know, I'm seeing her with it, as the Dragon Queen. Obviously, it's not as easy to see, but
it's
I'm seeing
she's
like
blonde. Some, but when you see her as a brunette,
and that's the thing. I'm looking at some red carpet pictures. You know, not a bad suggestion. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
She played Sarah Connor in Terminator.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't be too bad.
That's right.
We just have to see how she is acrobatically.
She's an action movie, yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar.
That's what I wanted to hear.
All right.
You know, when you said Poison Ivy, I was going to shout out Uma Thurman just to be stupid. But
You know what? I'd let Uma Thurman redeem herself. No qualms against that, for sure.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Jim Carrey to come back and say he's going to be the Riddler. That's it. That's all.
In other news... The Lego Batman movie director Chris McKay is rumored to direct a live-action Nightwing movie.
What? I don't believe
it. So apparently he was on some kind of interview, I don't know, a podcast or something. I can't remember. But he basically said why he loves Nightwing, saying that, you know, Bruce Wayne came up in a wealthy family and then suffered tragedy to become Nightwing. Or Nightwing, Jesus, to become Batman. Whereas Dick Grayson came up in less than fortunate circumstances, you know, working with the circus, considering that not being growing up in the rich society that Bruce Wayne did, and then goes through the same kind of tragedy and is taken in and learns to cope and becomes Nightwing, saying, you know, he just was speaking on how he feels that his story is much more dark and much more I guess revealing and a stronger story, and he is in love with it and wants to direct a live action Nightwing movie. I say, fuck yeah. Get that shit out ASAP.
I love Nightwing.
So I heard an interesting rumor in this kind of same vein in relation to this article today, or an interesting theory rather. What if we know that Armie Hammer, we know who Armie Hammer is. You guys know who Armie Hammer is?
Armie Hammer Bacon Soda?
No, Armie Hammer, the actor. He was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He was the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I was swallowing. Yes, I know.
He has a long-standing relationship. We record the same time every week. So like, I'll eat now. I'll eat now.
What time is the podcast? 9 o'clock. Cool. The pizza's getting here at 9:05.
Hey, man.
If you hear the doorbell, it's okay. I'm going to mute it.
Anyway.
So, Armie Hammer's been hanging out at Warner Brothers and kind of the rumor. So, he was cast as Batman a long time ago in George Miller's Justice League Dark or Justice League Immortal. Obviously, that fell through. That's when the writer's strike happened. It has been rumored to be potentially the Green Lantern. What if all this time he is going to cameo in the Justice League movie as Nightwing, and then we'll get a full spinoff of Nightwing?
That would be amazing.
Agreed.
I think my favorite part about Nightwing It was when they showed him in like Batman.
See,
Batman Beyond. When he, no. he had a chat. No, it wasn't Batman Beyond. What movie was it? Shit, I can't think of the movie. But he's having a conversation. Movie? Yeah, he's in a movie because he's talking to the new Robin that replaced him.
Oh, that's the episode Over the Edge.
Is it Over the Edge?
Yeah. Where he's talking to the young, the little Robin in the red suit. I'm drawing a blank on his name for some reason.
I am too. Well, yeah, because he said that he didn't want to be under Bruce's
control he's like, anymore. What happened to you? And that's when he finds out that Bruce knew all along that his girlfriend Barbara was Batgirl and yada yada yada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the Edge, one of the greatest Batman animated series episodes ever.
There's so many.
I don't know. That's definitely in my top 10, maybe even top 5.
Ooh. I think all of my top ones have to do with Robin kind of losing it.
Yeah, one of my favorite episodes is Robin losing it.
Yeah, too. I like it when Robin gets like brainwashed by the Joker and he becomes the little Joker's BMB.
Yeah, I just watched that movie the other day. It's so good. Fucking, I think I text both of y'all too. I was like, that movie's so fucking ahead of its time, man. Like, that shit holds up right now as like a great standalone movie. The Return of the Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker.
Mm-hmm. So there's a little there's a boy. Freak, what's his name? He's a cosplayer, and he's probably like 8, 12 years old, something like that. And that's his major cosplay.
That's awesome.
The little Robin Joker, dude. Man, it's freaking great, dude. His outfit is to the T, though.
Wow. That's so awesome, man.
I need to try to find him and share it.
I hope that's the case. I'm totally cool with Armie Hammer being Nightwing. I can't really think of anybody that would be a better Nightwing than Armie Hammer. So I'd totally be down for that. I heard a suggestion. What the fuck? Like one guy from Supernatural, the guy with the longer hair, the brother with the longer hair, he was a suggestion for Nightwing.
No.
Agreed. My thoughts exactly. So totally excited for a Nightwing movie. It's just fucking Bat Central here, man. Think about that. We'll have Nightwing, Gotham City Sirens, and the standalone Batman. The standalone Batman movie. And then in Gotham City Sirens, I've heard theories that maybe that's a backdoor entrance for Batgirl to join. Talk about solidifying the Bat family right there.
As long as they're good movies.
That's who he was. I keep trying to remember who that guy is, that Hammer guy.
Armie Hammer, yeah.
He's a Lone Ranger. Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck, man. I can't believe I didn't even...
I was like, I swear I've heard that name before, but there it is.
Yep. That's not my favorite movie of his, but he's good in that movie.
Lone Ranger.
With Johnny Depp.
Oh! Okay, thank you. Got it.
Movie. There you go. A lot of bad news today.
Yeah, there was a lot of bad news today.
Bat news.
Oh, bat. Got it.
Before we wrap the show up,
I'll ease you into something else, but all right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you in the next same bat time, same bat channel.
So, I was trying to help you with the little segue. Swing it up.
Okay, no, say that again. That was perfect. I'm going to edit that part out because that was a good transition. I'm going to leave this all in and just go again, and we're going to pretend like – now I know what you were trying to segue into, Homer, and it was perfect. So
there it is.
From the top, that was a lot of bad news today.
Yeah, there was a lot of bad news today, man.
Oh, there was some bad news that we had this past weekend. Yep. The great Bill Paxton has passed away.
Yeah.
After complications, I think it was a stroke after a recent heart surgery.
Yeah.
We'll take a moment of silence real quick. R.I.P. Bill Paxton. I love that guy, man.
That's hardcore, man. Yeah, for real, dude. He's played such a great character in so many movies. Like, it's just so... Like, it's crazy to
storm
think that
Storm Chasers went up, like, between the state lines between Texas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. And they did the initials BP.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool.
That was pretty cool.
I saw that. That's, dude, that was one of my favorite movies as a kid. The Bill, that Twister.
Twister.
I loved that movie. Absolutely love that movie, man. Bill Paxton kind of changed the game, man. He's been around for so long, and, you know, he has been in some great fucking movies over the years. Titanic, Twister, Aliens.
Terminator.
I mean, and he's Terminator. Yeah, dude, he's the fucking – he gets punk, knocked dude. Off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he is just –
Did you freeze?
No, you said you know.
Oh, you just look like you froze. This one guy. Sorry. You just like. You had
I was,
to
all,
say
I was on. Head nodded to you. I was on.
Oh, sorry. My bad. So, this guy on Facebook posted a picture of Bill Pullman. And he's like, rip Bill Paxton, the president in Independence Day. And everyone's like,
Pullman, bro. That's hardcore, dude.
Close enough, I guess.
They don't even look alike.
Yeah, man. I loved Bill Paxton since I was a kid. I was sold on him in Twister, and then probably one of my favorite roles that I saw back in the day was him in True Lies. Him as that fucking greasy car salesman is just hysterical.
Did you pee your pants?
You know, and then I mean, and then he's still coming hard. He was just in that movie, Edge of Tomorrow, with Tom Cruise and
Emily Blunt.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
And he was perfect, man, as the drill sergeant. He, you know, he just kind of comes in and just he would just come in and elevate a movie, and like that's some solid acting chops right there.
Yep.
All right, boys.
Oh, excuse
me. On that saddest note and that fucking hiccup slash burp.
Sorry.
You guys ready? Call it a night?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, boys. Out the way we came. We're going backwards.
Homer's just staring at the screen. I thought he was going to say one more thing because he was like, all right. I thought he was going to say one more thing. But all right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Don't forget, when y'all hear this, Logan does come out this weekend. Go snag it. Go watch it. I'm going to be watching it Friday morning. I don't know when Phillip's going to check it. I think Aaron's going tomorrow, right?
Yep, Thursday night, baby. I'll be there Thursday night. I'll post it on our Instagram. We will definitely be talking about it. I don't know.
Why am I not getting invites? Because you guys are like, yeah, we went and saw this movie. I'm like, what? I didn't hear about this.
Because it should be – but we never go together. We just go
that's
by
true.
Ourselves.
Yeah. We're
go okay, and but seriously,
and
the people I hang out with, they're not gonna watch these movies.
Serious answer. I'll give you
Philip watches.
I'll give you a serious answer.
Not Philip.
Philip doesn't like X-Men movies. Why am I gonna invite him to go see Logan?
Because I like Wolverine.
You consistently bash the X-Men franchise as a whole, both animated series and cinematic universe. Since the inception of this podcast, and you wonder why I didn't invite you to go see Logan with me?
I've seen all the Wolverine movies.
That's
but I do understand.
I'm Aaron. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, okay. I'm not. I'm Philip.
You already did it.
No.
Oh, that was too
funny. Oh, it's all good.
Let me not know. I didn't say
nothing. Oh, shit.
I'm Aaron. Y'all have a good night.